This is CliffCentral.com.
I want to introduce you to Skulk Kenny. He's from Pet Heaven, and we're going to be launching a 10-part podcast series, which is brought to you by Pet Heaven, hosted by Leanne Moll, who you know well. It's called Pause for Thought, P-A-W-S.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? So, we're going to find out about nutrition, socializing your dog, traveling with your pets, puppy training, common health issues, pet insurance, and a whole lot more. As I said, the more you listen, the more you'll know. CliffCentral.com are going to bring you more and more series like this that will help you to figure out things. And there, of course, was a launch just last week of Smart Money with Discovery, which will help you to manage your personal finances a whole lot better. Maya Fisher-French, who's well known to people from television, is the host of that series, brought to you by CliffCentral.com and Discovery. And you can find out more by going to our page and checking out this and so many other series. But I want to get Skulk in here because we want to talk a little bit about Pet Heaven, what they do, and why they decided to get involved here. They are one of South Africa's most exciting and fastest growing tech companies. They were founded in 2013 and distribute in and around all major cities and continue to regularly expand shipping locations. I've tried Pet Heaven. That's how I got to know about them. Carl has, my dog, has tried Pet Heaven, and he's very big. He's a big fan. People obviously who love their pets, they love their pets, but they don't love to shop for pet food. They don't love to shop for flea medication. And these are the kinds of things that make it annoying to be a pet owner. It's like when you have to buy toilet paper if you're a human. It's not exactly the most fun thing. And there are fun things that you can get for pets, but those are a lot more pleasant to buy things. Those are much more pleasant experiences. And if you buy, you know, toys for your dog or whatever, that's probably a lot more fun than buying them food. And Skulk decided a while ago he's going to do things a little bit differently. So it's a pleasure to meet you in the studio, Skulk, to introduce you to everybody else. I met you a while ago. Nice to see you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Pet food's definitely not sexy.
No, it's just, you know, you, whether it's in a tin or a bag or whatever, you always feel like you're doing a chore.
Yeah.
It's like a grudge purchase. And yeah, if you can make that easier for yourself.
Oh, litter trays. That's my thing. That's my grudge every month.
Is that your pet hate?
It is. That is my pet hate.
So, Skulk, how did you come up with this idea, and what's your background? I mean, do you have pets? What's your story?
So, I grew up with pets, and funnily enough, for the first couple of years that I ran Pet Heaven, I didn't have a pet, purely because I believe in responsible pet ownership.
Right.
And I lived in Joburg for a while, but I traveled to Cape Town quite a lot because we have two warehouses. And I just didn't think it was fair to have a dog or a cat and have them stay home alone or have to stay in boarding while I was traveling. So I did recently get a pet.
What have you got?
Well, she's a pit bull cross called P, which was adopted from a charity called Cyrox Specials.
Nice.
So she's stunning, absolutely gorgeous. And so just to get back to how Pet Heaven started, it was actually started by a guy called Courtney, who was tennis player friends with the founder of a company called Pet Circle in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the South African market and saw that there wasn't anything like that online.
Mm-hmm.
And basically came back and started Pet Heaven and then started looking for co-founders, at which point I joined the company and kind of took over the management of the business.
It's amazing. I think the best thing about it is what I've already said when it comes to scheduled deliveries of food. You don't have to go to the shops. You don't have to think about it. You're never going to look in the cupboard and go, oh, hell, my dog hasn't got food. Because you'll always have your supply coming to you at the quantities and the time stops that you want them to arrive. So you could say every 3 months, you could say every month if your dog goes through a lot of food, and you can choose whatever products you like.
Yeah,
that seems so simple. Flexible. It seems like an obvious idea. You guys were the first to do it in South Africa.
We were, yes. And when we launched it, we were actually quite surprised of how quickly the take-up was. It was amazing. Within the first 3 months, the amount of people that ordered on schedule versus once off, like, literally started shifting to a positive, which is amazing.
And obviously, as an economic model, that's way better than having people who just buy one-offs.
Yes, 100%.
The regular business, and you can plan your schedules, you can order stock in advance. It makes everything smoother.
Yeah, no, it does make it easier from a business perspective, but I think the part that people don't see is that there's a lot of technology that goes into that. So we spend quite a lot of money on our tech to be able to allow for these scheduled deliveries. And that's why we kind of see ourselves as a tech company as rather than only a pet store. Because we have this back end that really empowers us to be able to do this, and very integrated into everything we do.
So you guys obviously have a range of products in there. It's not just food. You've got, treats for the dogs, which are food, but you've also got toys. You've got all the accessories that you need for pets. So you can pretty much get anything.
Yeah, no, 100%. We want to be the number one for everything pet online. So whether that is for pet food, toys, treats, accessories, insurance, whether it's for information, whether it's wanting to find out where your nearest vet is, it's basically we have the ability online to reach all of these different touch points, and we want to make sure that we're at the center of it.
Is it very complicated to get the delivery part of this business working? Because I imagine logistics are a bit of a nightmare from your point of view, even if it works out for the customer.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of painstaking negotiation to get to the point where we are and to be able to make this work at a level of with economies of scale. I think a lot of people nowadays come online and think, I'll just start the e-commerce store, start the online pet store. And quickly they realize that the margins are very tight, and it's very difficult when you start absorbing that delivery cost into your margin as well.
Sure. Because people want you online to be really competitive, but you've got overheads that, the retail stores don't have. And where you are saving on not having to have a shop, they are saving on not having to make a delivery.
Exactly. So where the offline stores has a fixed cost that they need to cover in terms of the store rental, we have a variable cost that does not ever get covered with scale. So that makes it quite difficult. So you need to make sure that you manage your margins quite tightly.
All right. Well, I think this is very exciting. Ben, you're going to solve a lot of your problems with having to buy stuff for the cat. Now he's got two. He started off with one.
Yeah, I see the litter tray is...
It's a horrible thing to buy.
That's your bugbear.
It's that, but then it's the maintenance. I mean, like the new cat. I mean, he's a cute guy, but he shits like a knee-high dog. I feed him normally, but the guy's prolific. And it's, but then again, you love your pets, so it just becomes part of what you do.
All right, Skulk, so we're doing a podcast series. I'm very excited about this. I like Pause for Thought as a name. That's pretty cute. And Leanne Moll's hosting it. We know she's a pet lover. She's an animal freak, and she's hosted a show here before on cliffcentral.com called Heavy Petting. So now we've got Pet Heaven and Pause for Thought. What's your intention with launching a podcast? Content is obviously the new form of advertising, but for a company like yours, this is a way to get your customers information, useful tips, the stuff that you talk about in that ecosystem. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. We want to make sure that we're providing value over and above what we do in terms of the delivery of products. Like we said when we started, is pet food is not sexy. So for us to be able to connect with pet owners, we need to make sure that we're giving them a lot more than what they expect. And for us, this podcast series, it means just, we can kind of get the thoughts from pet owners and try and, address some of the questions that they have.
Yeah, it's like almost a top 10, what would you call it, frequently asked questions that you can address.
Yes, basically.
And I suppose the nice thing about this too is if people aren't interested in pets, they don't have to listen to it. So the people who are coming are the ones that you want, because there's no wastage.
Yeah, 100%. But I think also it's a nice platform for people that want to be pet owners to come and listen to.
Mm.
There's a lot that you need to consider when you get a pet. It is like having a child, having your cat litter tray issues, and what do you do with your dog during the day when you're at work, So it's really a lot of things that you need to consider when you become a pet owner and to become a responsible pet owner. So I think that's also something that we want to make sure that we keep encouraging, that, being a better pet parent.
That's true, because you don't just have a pet and you feed them and that's it for life. They go through different stages as well. I know with our older cat, since we've moved her onto the senior food, she's changed.
Yeah.
But I had to go and do some research around that.
Yeah, and they get finicky as well.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
But if it adds another few years to her life, then great. She looks good nowadays.
We have a family friend who's actually staying at my parents'. I went there for supper last night, and she was admonishing us all on what pet food we buy for our different pets, because she's like, she spent a lot of time reading about this, and she knows all the producers of all the stuff. She said that pet food has got more stuff, you know. Yeah, this is because some of these pet foods are pretty low grade, and some of them are extremely high grade. And you've got to choose for your pet what's right, otherwise they will have health issues. It's like a human. What you put in, you get out.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes it's also a palatability thing with pets, especially with cats. You know, they will be so picky that they would literally starve themselves and not eat the food that you give them. So
they go on hunger strikes.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't buy in bulk, because the moment I bring a lot of food in, they go, I'm going to make you waste that. And then they don't eat for 3 days.
Yeah.
So I keep a low stock.
Yeah, and this is probably why
it
would be a good idea for you to talk to Pet Heaven, Ben. Yeah. Go over to the website. And there we go. Then it's fresh as well. All right, so for more info, you can visit cliffcentral.com. And if you want to go straight to the podcast, /pause-4-thought. And you can find out a whole lot more on cliffcentral.com, or go straight to petheaven.co.za for all the information, and start ordering for your animals. And at the same time, if you want to know any more, you can also email us, and between Skulk and I will answer all your questions. Maybe we'll get onto even more of these after you've taken a listen to these 10 episodes. There might be more that you want to talk about. There might be more issues that you want us to get into. Then let us know. Yeah, thanks so much, Skulk.
Yeah, if anybody has any more questions, we have live chat on the website as well, so just jump on there.
That's
and
very
we'll
cool.
be more than happy to help you out. Ooh.
Very nice. Go and see. You can get enrolled today, and in fact, I see that if you schedule and save, you can save up to 10% on every order.
Yep, and 20% on your first scheduled delivery, so...
There we go.
No reason
that isn't. If that isn't something to lure you in, I don't know what is. Thank you so much, Skulk Kearney, from Pet Heaven. .co.za, and we're launching Pause for Thought, which you can find on the cliffcentral.com website.
This is cliffcentral.com.